in prison with no possibility for parole for 25 years. Kansas 1st District Representative Tracy Mann has announced his bid for re-election. The freshman representative says he plans to keep fighting for the conservative values he was elected for. Mann listed some of the accomplishments he's proud of from his first 2 years, including sponsoring anti-vaccine mandate legislation and voting in opposition to President Biden's spending packages. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas, Mid-America Network News.
Are you looking for a great deal on a pre-owned vehicle, but find they're hard to come by? Get to Rusty Eck Ford's used car clear out. Other dealers may not have the selection, but Rusty Eck Ford has over 250 pre-owned vehicles to choose from, with financing as low as 2.9% APR. All mix, all models, all with our guaranteed lowest prices. It's Rusty Eck Ford's used car clear out, with financing as low as 2.9% APR. Looking for a pre-owned Chevy? We got them. How about a Toyota? No problem. Dodge, Nissan, Kia, you name it, we've got it. And if we don't, we'll find it for you. Plus, lock in your rate today as low as 2.9% APR before they go any higher. It's Rusty Eck Ford's used car clear out. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEckFord.com. Offers with approved credit plus taxes. These not all qualify. Limited term financing offers cannot be combined with expired months sold.
Just after 3:30 a.m. Thursday, the Shawnee County Emergency Communications Center received information about two individuals wearing dark clothing walking on I-70. That's according to Deputy Abigail Christian. Deputies with the Shawnee County Sheriff's Office arrived in the area near Southwest Valencia Road and located two individuals. During the investigation, one individual, later identified as 47-year-old Eric J. Amundson of St. Louis, struck a deputy with his fist. Deputies quickly placed him into custody, and he was booked into the Shawnee County Department of Corrections. The other individual, a 17-year-old boy, was transported to the Kansas Children's Service League. After a thorough investigation and review, a Lawrence priest has been cleared of sexual assault allegations made against him. On February 25th, the Capuchin province of Mid-America says it was notified of allegations of misconduct against Father Michael Scully. As a result of the thorough investigation, the province said Scully has been cleared of the allegation. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Hail, according to Webster's, is frozen raindrops. Most of us define hail as a four-letter word designed to raise havoc with anything and everything that it comes into contact with, including your crops. You can't prevent the hail from coming, but you sure can minimize the financial loss the hail causes by taking out a crop hail policy. At Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville, we offer all the options, such as two-hour binding and wind, so let us design a policy for you.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. The Richardson County Sheriff's Office suspects a Highway 75 traffic stop intervened in the delivery of methamphetamine. A sheriff's deputy says Daniel Lassiter, 60, of Hudson, Florida, was stopped for speeding. A deputy said he found four baggies, each containing meth, and one inside a stamped envelope for delivery was from Raytown, Missouri, to Lassiter's hometown of Hudson. It contained 2.84 grams of meth. Two pipes were also located in the traffic stop. A lost purse landed a Falls City woman in jail earlier this month. A sheriff's deputy obtained a search warrant for a purse found in Salem and says he found two baggies with meth inside. The deputy then tracked the purse to Amber Cunningham, 34, who said the meth must have been planted sometime after she lost the purse. Cunningham was released on a $250 bond provision. I'm Trace Tall, Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Are you looking for a great deal on a pre-owned vehicle, but find they're hard to come by? Get to Rusty Eck Ford's used car clear out. Other dealers may not have the selection, but Rusty Eck Ford has over 250 pre-owned vehicles to choose from, with financing as low as 2.9% APR. All mix, all models, all with our guaranteed lowest prices. It's Rusty Eck Ford's used car clear out, with financing as low as 2.9% APR. Looking for a pre-owned Chevy? We got them. How about a Toyota? No problem. Dodge, Nissan, Kia, you name it, we've got it. And if we don't, we'll find it for you. Plus, lock in your rate today as low as 2.9% APR before they go any higher. It's Rusty Eck Ford's used car clear out. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEckFord.com.
Offers with approved credit for specs and fees not all qualify. Limited term financing offers cannot be combined with expired months.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Pony Up Marysville Match Day is Friday, May 6th. This year, nearly 60 nonprofit organizations are participating, with matching funds of $83,000 available for a 50% match up to $2,500 each. Although gifts of any amount are welcome, donations between $25 and $2,000 qualify for the matching funds. Donors should write a single check and then may designate any number of funds. In-person contributions will be accepted Friday at the Helvering Center in Marysville from 7 a.m. until 4 p.m. And online gifts may be given at ponyupmarysville.com anytime Friday before midnight. Additional details on the event, with specifics as to how you may participate, and a leaderboard with updates will be posted at the website, ponyupmarysville.com. This annual event is hosted by the Marysville Community Foundation. Blue Rapids Chamber of Commerce citywide garage sales are Friday and Saturday, with some continuing Sunday. A list of sales available at each location or at the Blue Rapids Community Building. Saturday beginning at 8, they'll have a benefit bake sale from 11 to 2, a Sloppy Joe lunch. All those donations will benefit July 4th fireworks. Odell Area Community Enrichment is hosting the annual citywide garage sales Saturday 8-1. Maps at the local businesses and garage sale locations. The 46th annual Mother's Day Market is Saturday and Sunday at the Marysville City Park. Over 75 vendors expected, open 9 to 6 Saturday, 9 to 3 on Sunday, and will include antiques, refurbished furniture, boutique clothing, handcrafted home decor, homemade baked goods, flowers, garden plants, and more. A number of food vendors will also participate. At 11 on Saturday, the String Beans will perform a family-friendly music set hosted by the Marysville Public Library. The annual smoked chicken dinner is planned Sunday, 11 to 2, and will include a baked potato roll and slaw for $15. Proceeds benefit the Kester House Museum and Gardens. This weekend, the annual Mother's Day Art Show at the Marysville Junior High School Gymnasium runs 9 to 3 Saturday and Sunday. Additional information online at visitmarysvilleks.org or their Facebook page, or contact Marysville Chamber on Main Street at 785-562-3101. Corey Anderson with NECAP will be our guest on the KNDY Public Affairs Program this weekend. That office is assisting residents in accessing affordable health insurance options.
Underinsured people and people who do not have access to health care are a major problem. And so our staff are certified as navigators to help see if families could qualify for the tax credits within the marketplace, make sure they've got someone to help navigate. That's a little bit of a complicated process.
Tune for the conversation Saturday morning on KDY at 7:10. Anderson speaks about who might qualify for assistance.
So for the health insurance and the tax credits, it just really varies because sometimes they may be eligible for hand care or Medicaid, depending on their household, but it's really income-based.
Lillis L. Bill Dollinghouse, age 83, of Seneca, passed away Wednesday. Massive Christian burial Monday, 11 a.m. at St. Peter and Paul's Catholic Church in Seneca. Burial in the Sacred Heart Catholic Cemetery, Baileyville. Rosary, Sunday evening at 7, at the Lauer Funeral Home in Seneca, in charge of arrangements for Bill Dollinghouse.
For the life that's well remembered, when only the best will do. Cornerstone Granite Industries has the monuments right for you. We have the full range of choices and the best values through and through. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
Cornerstone Granite in home has the monument that's right for you.
Gas prices got you like... Gas prices may keep you at home a little more than normal this summer. That's okay. Feel like a kid again and treat yourself to a new internet plan. Get Blue Valley Internet Service or upgrade your speed to get a $50 Sinclair gas card. Then play through your day with kid-like excitement. Call Blue Valley Technologies at 877-876-1228 to get rolling with new internet today.
For Mother's Day, shop where mom shops. Let Elsie Grace's in Frankfurt suggest just the right gift if you don't find it on your own. From decor to kitchenware, accessories, and recent arrivals, you can find them all in store or online at elsiegrace1.com. Special gifts that will be truly appreciated and at all price points. Of course, Elsie Grace's famous fudge is a delicious gift, too. Get yours for Mother's Day or any day at Elsie Grace's in Frankfurt.
Smoky Hill Construction takes pride in building infrastructure projects in Kansas. We want you to join our team. Positions are available for heavy equipment operators, truck drivers, concrete finishers, and construction workers. Inexperienced trainees start at $17 an hour. We also offer health insurance, travel reimbursement, paid time off, and training opportunities. Experience the pride in seeing your project take shape each day and being valued in a positive atmosphere. Search online for Smoky Hill Construction to apply.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A blend of clouds and some sunshine developing today, high of 68. Tonight, mainly clear, low near 48. High of 75 on Saturday, lots of sunshine. Saturday night, becoming cloudy. Slight chance of a shower or thunderstorm, low of 58. On Sunday, lots of clouds, areas of showers, a few storms, high near 81. Sunday night, cloudy, areas of showers and storms, early, low of 62. Lots of sunshine working its way back in on Monday, high of 86. Monday night, clear to partly cloudy, low of 65. Warmer on Tuesday, sunshine continues, high of 92. Tuesday night, mainly clear, low near 67. Sunny to partly cloudy Wednesday. Slight chance of showers and a few thunderstorms, high near 94. Chance of showers and storms Wednesday night with a low of 67. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm Staff Meteorologist Oloa Lockwood.
The average high temperature early May, 72. The average low, 50. Sunset this evening, 8:25. Sunrise in the morning at 6:23. We did receive a few hundredths of an inch of precipitation on Thursday.
Have you ever heard the saying, there's no such thing as a free lunch? Well, that's not true for students in Kansas. Free breakfast, too. Every student, every age, every school day. All you have to do is be enrolled at a Kansas school and enjoy eating safe and delicious meals free of charge. Turns out, there really are free lunches, because healthy food fuels hungry minds.
Brought to you by the Kansas Department of Education, the USDA, and this station.
Show mom she's the best one out there. For Mother's Day, go to the Riverside Market in Blue Rapids and pick up her favorite coffee and sandwich from the deli, a beautiful bouquet of flowers, or if you can't decide, get her a gift card so she can liven up her flower beds. This Mother's Day at the Riverside Market in Blue Rapids.
All right, let's do the sports in 3, 2, 1. An overtime thriller in the Mile High City. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. A night of game twos in the Stanley Cup playoffs. In Denver, it was the Avalanche looking to take a 2-0 series lead over Nashville. It was tied at 1 heading into overtime after first period goals from Nathan MacKinnon and Yakov Trenin. 8.5 minutes into the OT.
Near side, Cale Makar. Toe drag in front. Sturm down low. His shot is blocked. Rebound. Score!
The call on Altitude Sports Radio. Cale Makar with the winner. Final score, 2-1 Avs. Less than 48 hours after their 3-overtime marathon on Tuesday, the Rangers and Penguins tangled again at Madison Square Garden. The Blue Shirts found net 5 times, including the winner from Ryan Strome in the second. Igor Shesterkin made 39 saves on 41 shots. Final score, 5-2. Series tied at a game apiece heading to Pittsburgh. More Stanley Cup. It was a 5-1 rout for Florida over the Capitals. Each team with a win in that series now. The Panthers head north to the nation's capital. Game 3 tomorrow night. Baseball. The Mets entered the top of the ninth down 6 in Philly. Then Francisco Lindor hit a 2-run shot to make it 7-3.
Mark Canna and J.D. Davis added RBI knocks. Brandon Nimmo's two-run double off Phil's closer Corey Knebel knotted it up at 7. And up steps Starling Marte.
Swinging a high fly ball, left center field, pretty deep. It's got some legs back near the wall. It's in for a hit. Mets are going to take the lead. Nimmo around third, coming home. He scores standing. Double for Marte. 8-7 New York.
Howie Rose on WCBS 880. Mets closer Edwin Diaz threw a 1-2-3 ninth for the save, and New York completes its biggest ninth inning comeback in over two decades. Final score, 8-7. This is Rich Cantu, ABC.
When others say no, we say yes at Twin Rivers Used Megastore. No empty lots or excuses. Twin Rivers has over 130 quality used cars and trucks on inventory and ready for your test drive today. Check out the full stock on the lot or online at twinriv.com. Open after 5 and Saturdays for your convenience or anytime by appointment. Good credit, bad credit, no problem. With 3 finance specialists on hand to get you moving in the quality used or new car or truck you want today. See Twin Rivers Used Megastore, West Court Street in Beatrice.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The Purdue University CME Group Ag Economic Barometer improved in April, rising 8 points to a reading of 121. That remains, though, 32% below its level from the same time a year ago. Producer perspectives on current conditions and future expectations saw an uptick over the last month. The Index of Current Conditions improved 7 points to a reading now of 120. The Index of Future Expectations rose 9 points to a reading of 122. Rising commodity prices, especially for corn and soybeans, appear to be the reasons behind producers' improved financial outlook. Now, even with improved prices, producers say rising input costs are the top concern for the farming operation. In April, 42% of producers surveyed chose higher input costs as their biggest concern. That was more than twice as many who chose government policies or lower output prices. 60% of respondents expect input prices to rise by some 30%. Over the next year. Ag Secretary Vilsack announcing USDA accepting more than 2 million acres in offers from ag producers and landowners through the Conservation Reserve Program's general sign-up. It's the first of the program's multiple sign-ups occurring this year, with about 3.4 million acres expiring sometime during the year. Vilsack is encouraging producers and landowners to consider the grassland and continuous sign-ups, both of which are currently open. He says the conservation programs are voluntary, and at the end of the day, producers are making market-based decisions as the program was designed to allow and encourage. Producers who submitted re-enrollment offers just over half of the expiring acres, similar to the rate in 2021. Offers for new land into general CRP were considerably lower than last year's numbers, fewer than 400,000 acres being offered versus more than 700,000 acres a year ago. Producers with accepted acres still need to develop a conservation plan before enrolling on October the 1st. That is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
When you're working cattle, make it easier by getting everything you need at Valley Vet in Marysville. For vaccinating calves, Valley Vet's combination shots save time and stress on the calf. Valley Vet knows the importance of nutrition and cattle health. That's why they carry Cargill's Right Now Weatherized Performance Mineral at a low price. Put that mineral in a feeder with a fly killer cover and cut down on your pink eye problems. Let the staff at Valley Vet's retail store help prepare you for pasture season. Valley Vet in Marysville.
Valley Vet Supply.
Marysville Livestock Incorporated offers a cattle sale every Thursday. Sale time begins at noon Thursdays. Call with early consignment listings or contact their fieldmen, Jim Dollinghouse, Dave Burrish, Jeff Cook, Greg Anderson, Trevor Lundberg, Taylor Schotte, Bill Kiesecker, or contact manager Bob Holly. Marysville Livestock Incorporated, featuring a cattle sale each Thursday beginning at noon.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Here's your latest Larry Steckline report with our partners over at Cake News.
A blue light can kill a weed. Can you believe that? It's an interesting concept that's being developed by a company that has been working on this for about 4 years. Global Neighbor Incorporated, a tech company aimed at harnessing direct energy and uses blue light and heat to kill weed seeds on the way through the combine. Can you believe that? Man, I'm telling you as a farmer, if this is going to work, it would be a fantastic deal. They have an apparatus that they can put on a combine, and they're really going to go hog wild and do it in several locations this harvest. that's how far along they are, that throws a certain percent of blue light and heat into that seed as it passes through the combine and basically kills it. Now, here's the interesting part. They can also lighten up the light and the heat to a different degree and make that seed more popular. As it hits the ground, it'll sprout quicker and grow faster. What next? Is it going to work? Well, I think it's a ways away. But my hat's off to anybody that can work on things like this. This is, it's been several years in the making. So it might have a chance, because I don't think these people would keep spending the money if they didn't think so. They flipped the switch on water hemp, and then a farmer said, hey, what about water hemp and some other... Come to my farm and see if it works there. Because they were working on tumbleweed seeds to start with. It worked there, according to what I heard, and then it worked on water hemp. Maybe it'll work on ryegrass for me. That's what I need help on, friends. And every farmer in this country needs help on a lot of that. Thanks for being with us.
When it comes to your next quote-unquote new car, buying pre-owned is the new norm. And Midwest Kia is the perfect place to offer you the selection you need. We've got over 300 pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs, and practically every make and model. You want a low-price, reliable economy car? Midwest Kia has it. You want a family sedan ready for your next trip? Midwest Kia has it. You want a luxury SUV loaded with options? Midwest Kia has it. You'll find your next vehicle at a price you want, and you'll always experience Midwest Kia's better way to buy. Want more? We'll also have extra appraisers available to get you the best deal for your trade-in. How about more? Many of our pre-owned vehicles are 2020s with less than 10,000 miles, so what are you waiting for? Midwest Kia is your one-stop shop. MidwestKia.com.
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Credit with a down payment, APR return, and vehicle with roof rentals, tax and fees, expires month's end.
Quality products by quality people for quality customers. Join the Landall team. Looking for painters, welders, assemblers, and material handlers. Offering competitive wages and a benefit package that includes $2 an hour shift differential, 4% attendance bonus, paid time off, comprehensive insurance, profit sharing, and the newest benefit, fuel allowance, and much more. Apply online or call 785-562-5381. Landall Company, an equal opportunity employer, including vets and disability.
All the gardening excitement may be outdoors this month, but your indoor plants need attention too. A few suggestions are next from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, May 6th, the 126th day of the year. Actor George Clooney celebrates his 61st birthday, and Baseball Hall of Famer Willie Mays was born on this day in 1931. While many of us are busy in the lawn and garden this time of year, it's easy to neglect our indoor plants. Spring is the time to divide houseplants or root new cuttings. Adding fertilizer, water first. You can easily damage or kill a plant by fertilizing dry roots. And here's a vacation tip. If you'll be gone more than 2 weeks, sink your houseplants, pots and all, in a shady area of the garden. Add some mulch to retain moisture and be sure the containers have drainage holes so a heavy rain doesn't drown them. And that is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more gardening tips online at almanac.com.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Cuts have already begun for the Kansas City Chiefs. According to ESPN's Field Yates, the Chiefs have waived six players. They include wide receiver Gary Dieter, wide receiver Gary Jennings, defensive tackle Lorenzo Neal, tight end Josh Peterson, defensive end Jonathan Woodard, and tight end Nakia Griffin-Stewart. All of these players were signed to future reserve contracts. Aria Pierce is one of the fastest high school track runners in Kansas, and she's not even in high school yet. She's a seventh grader at Sharon Springs. Her 11.79 seconds in the 100-meter dash ranks number one nationally in middle school and Kansas high school competition. Her 200-meter time of 24.69 seconds is number one nationally at the middle school level and number two in Kansas. Pierce plans on competing in AAU track this summer. Eventually, she'd like to run varsity track at her high school in the spring of 2024 when she'll be in the ninth grade. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
When it comes to your next quote-unquote new car, buying pre-owned is the new norm. And Midwest Kia is the perfect place to offer you the selection you need. We've got over 300 pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs, and practically every make and model. You want a low-price, reliable economy car? Midwest Kia has it. You want a family sedan ready for your next trip? Midwest Kia has it. You want a luxury SUV loaded with options? Midwest Kia has it. You'll find your next vehicle at a price you want, and you'll always experience Midwest Kia's better way to buy. Want more? We'll also have extra appraisers available to get you the best deal for your trade-in. How about more? Many of our pre-owned vehicles are 2020s with less than 10,000 miles, so what are you waiting for? Midwest Kia is your one-stop shop. MidwestKia.com.
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
K-State men's basketball head coach Jerome Tang announced on Thursday the addition of NJCAA honorable mention All-American Naquan Tomlin, who signed a financial aid agreement with the program for the 2022-23 season. A 6'8", 195-pound small forward arrives at K-State after playing two seasons at NJCAA Power Chipola College in Marianna, Florida. Tomlin, who will have two seasons of eligibility remaining, was rated as the number 7 prospect on the 2022 JUCOrecruiting.com Top 100. KU shortstop Maui Ahuna is batting .405 and getting on base at a rate of .485. Kansas head baseball coach Rich Price noticed Ahuna early in his career. Price said, quote, "I saw him as a sophomore and he had tremendous skill set. He had everything coaches are looking for," end quote. Ahuna hit .314 as a freshman and broke out stronger as a sophomore. His average after week 10 ranks him second in the Big 12 and top 20 in the nation. I'm Trey Stahl, Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeastern Nebraska. A blend of clouds and some sunshine developing today, high of 68. Tonight, mainly clear, low near 48. High of 75 on Saturday, lots of sunshine. Saturday night, becoming cloudy. Slight chance of a shower or thunderstorm, low of 58. On Sunday, lots of clouds, areas of showers, a few storms. High near 81. I'm meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Right now, 52.
KNDY.
Bye.
I'm Rick Morgan. It is National Nurses Day, a day to salute and be aware that nurses do a whole lot more than you think they do. Because apparently, we need to go out of our way to appreciate those in the nursing profession, because the latest survey here shows 63% of nurses feel like they're not seen as human by both patients and doctors. Well, that just ain't right. So you have a nurse in your life, or some nurse helping you right now, thank them profusely, please.
Classic Country AM 1570 and FM 94.1 KNDY.
DQ presents How to Make Mom and the Whole Family Happy This Mother's Day. Step 1. Give Mom a world-famous DQ cake made with vanilla soft serve and a fudge and crunch center. Step 2. Dig in. Slice into that shareable DQ cake and give everyone a piece. Starting with Mom, of course. Step 3. Watch as everyone enjoys this Mother's Day favorite. Because when Mom is happy, everyone's happy. And nothing makes Mom happier than sharing the happy with her favorite people. And by happy, we mean DQ cake. DQ. Happy tastes good.
Today on Hey Culligan, sustainability and better water. Here's Sam.
Hey Culligan, I'm really into sustainability. My clothes, my utensils, my food. But how do I get more sustainability from...